Brethren, as Christians in the United Church of God, we live according to the Word of God, the Bible. We trust that this is the inspired Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. It says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We believe this to be true. However, during the past few hundred years, the Bible has been under severe attack by scientific and philosophical skeptics of all sorts. Even those claiming to be biblical scholars do not believe the Bible was written when it was, and doubt the contents therein. So when was the Bible written, and by whom? The answer is within the Scriptures themselves. So let's find out. Today we will look at the Word of God to answer the question of when the Bible was written and by whom it was written. If you want a title, title is, When Was the Bible Written? In this modern scientific age, the most attacked book of the Bible is arguably has been Genesis, particularly the first 11 chapters. Long age geology, Big Bang cosmology, secular archaeology, liberal theology, and philosophical attacks on the miracles in the Bible have deceived many people to believe that the Bible is not true and therefore cannot be trusted. One of the major attacks on the Bible in the past 300 years has been directed against Moses and his authorship of the Pentateuch, which is the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis to Deuteronomy. Attacks on these foundational books of the Bible come from both non-Christians as well as professing Christians. Many scholars have held that the Hebrew Bible originated in the 6th century BC because Hebrew writing was thought to stretch back no further than that. The 6th century. Let me put that in perspective. The 6th century started the first day of 600 BC and ended the last day of 501 BC. At that time, during that period, that 100 years in Western Asia, the first half of the century was dominated by the Babylonian Empire, which had risen to power late in the previous century after successfully rebelling against the Assyrian rule. The kingdom of Judah came to an end in 586 BC when Babylonian forces under Nebuchadnezzar II captured Jerusalem and removed most of its population to their own lands. Babylonian rule was ended in the 540s by Cyrus, who founded the Persian Empire in its stead. The Persian Empire continued to expand and grew into the greatest empire the world had known at that time. This is the period we're talking about that is saying that the Bible was written. So these biblical critics and scholars claim that the peoples of God had no written language until they learned it in Babylonian captivity. And therefore, It means like Ezra and others of his time, they give the credit to them of writing the Bible from all the different stories and tales that were in traditions that were passed down from generation to generation. They claim that God's people, the Israelites, were not educated and had no written language before they learned it in Babylon. Now, there are some scholars who think the earliest biblical traditions could not have been written before the 8th century BC. However, scientists have recently, and as recently as 2010, discovered the earliest known Hebrew writing, an inscription dating from the 10th century BC during the period of King David's reign. This breakthrough has them believing that portions of the Bible were written centuries earlier than previously thought. So now we've gone from the 6th century to the 8th century, now to the 10th century BC. But this still claims that the Israelites had no written language before King David's time. When was the Hebrew Bible written? The Old Testament. Matthew Richel, a theologian in Paris, questions the assumption on the claims of this new evidence. And after examining the epigraphic and archaeological evidence of ancient Israel and Judah, he also thinks that the biblical traditions could have been written down during the 9th or even the 10th century BC. But in the spring 2020 issue of Biblical Archaeology Review, Rochelle, he details his reasoning in the article, "When Did Literacy Emerge in Judah?" He says that the earliest writings began when symbols were scratched or pressed on clay tablets. The Egyptians refined this technique and developed an early form of writing known as hieroglyphics. The Bible tells us, as he's saying here, the Bible tells us that Moses was educated in all the learning of the Egyptians. So he would have been familiar with the major writing system of his time. We also read that God gave Moses two tablets of the testimony, the tablets of stone inscribed by the finger of God. It's in Exodus 31, verse 18. All this leads to the conclusion that the earliest writing in the Bibles were set down around 1400 BC. I think he's getting a little bit closer here. Let's see. The writings of the 30 or so other contributors, he goes on, says to the Old Testament span about 1,000 years. They recount the times and messages from Moses' successor, Joshua, to the last Old Testament prophets, Malachi, who wrote his little tract around 450 BC. Bodie Hodge and Dr. Terry Mortensen state this about the Pentateuch in their Answers in Genesis article, "Did Moses Write Genesis?" There's abundant biblical and extra-biblical evidence that Moses wrote the Pentateuch during the wilderness wanderings after the Jews left their slavery in Egypt and before they entered the Promised Land, about a period about 1445 to 1405 BC. Given this mindset, archaeologists who sought to excavate and evaluate the ruins of past ages and report the credibility of the Bible in an honest manner faced an uphill struggle. The field of science in general has grown bias against the Bible, with some archaeologists themselves among the leading critics. This is what we know. This is what we know about the Bible. The Bible was written over a period of 1400 to 1800 years by more than 40 different authors. The Bible was a compilation of 66 separate books divided into two primary divisions. The Old Testament, which contains 39 books, and the New Testament, which contains 27 books. It is believed that all the books of the Bible were written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The first five books of the Old Testament, known as the Pentateuch or Torah, were written by Moses during the 40 years that the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Again, from about 1440 to 1450 to 1410 BC. The 12 historic books of the Old Testament continue to record the history of the people of Israel under the leadership of Joshua through the period of the judges and the reigns of the kings of Israel. The books of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther record the history of Israel following its period of captivity under Babylonian rule. The historic books span the history of Israel from 1050 BC to 465 BC. Yet some still believe that the Bible was written much later. What does the Bible, the inspired word of God, what does it say about that? What does it say about its writing and its authorship? And books in general? What does it say that will prove that there was a system of language? A written language. Not just a speaking language, but something you could write down. In the book of Numbers, the book of Numbers, Numbers 21, verse 14, it refers to another book, the Book of the Wars of the Eternal. The Book of the Wars of the Eternal. This book seems to have been another book, a separate book, that was written by Moses. Why do I say that? Turn to Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17 and verse 14. Then the Eternal said to Moses, "Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." So God is telling Moses to write this separate book for Joshua and for future leaders to use as a manual for leadership skills in war. So here's what the Bible says. Moses used some written language to write this. He had to have some kind of written language to be able to write this down. Many other translations do refer to this as a book, not the book, meaning not part of the Pentateuch, but a separate book. I mentioned this before, that Adam Clark's commentary quotes theologian Dr. J.B. Lightfoot's opinion, saying that this book seems to have been some book of remembrances or directions written by Moses for Joshua's private instruction for the management of wars after him. Another book referred to in Joshua chapter 10 and verse 12 and 13, and also in 2 Samuel chapter 1 verses 19 through 27, is the book of Jasher. This was another book that was written. It had a lot of the history of the Israelites. There are about 20 other books that are mentioned in the Bible, other books that are referred to by the authors, showing that there was some type of a written language that was used by the Israelites. So let's look at Moses here. Was Moses qualified to write the Bible? What are Moses' qualifications? There are an abundant biblical witnesses that Moses wrote the Pentateuch. As even Jesus himself says, you turn to John chapter 5, John chapter 5 and verse 45. John chapter 5 and verse 45, it says, "Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust. For you believed Moses. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me. For he wrote about me," is what Jesus is saying. He wrote about me. "But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" Moses was fully qualified to write the Pentateuch. He received an Egyptian royal education. In Stephen's last message that he was given before he was killed in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, he says, "And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds." Moses was an eyewitness to the events that were recorded in Exodus through Deuteronomy, which contain many references or allusions to Egyptian names of places, people, and their gods, as well as the Egyptian words, idioms, and cultural factors. He also consistently demonstrated an outsider's view of Canaan, pretty much from the perspective of Egypt. As a prophet of God, Moses was the appropriate recipient of the written records and or oral traditions of the patriarchs from Adam to his own day, which the Holy Spirit could use to guide Moses to write the book of Genesis. There is no other ancient Hebrew who is more qualified than Moses to write the Pentateuch. Here's some scriptural proof. I'm going to go through this. You can look, turn the pages with me if you want, or just listen and jot it down. But Exodus chapter 24 and verse 3. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Eternal and all the judgments. And all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words which the Eternal has said, we will do." And Moses wrote all the words of the Eternal. And he rose early in the next morning, he built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Eternal has said, we will do and be obedient." He wrote, he read it. It was a book. Exodus chapter 34 and verse 27, beginning in verse 27. Then the Eternal said to Moses, "Write these words. For according to the tenure of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." So he was there with the Eternal 40 days and 40 nights. And he neither ate bread or drank water. And he wrote on the tablet the words of the covenant and the Ten Commandments. Numbers chapter 33, beginning in verse 1. These are the journeys of the children of Israel who went out of the land of Egypt by their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys and at the command of the Eternal. And these are the journeys according to their starting points. And then he goes on to talk about that. But it was written down. He wrote it. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9. So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priest, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant to the Eternal and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time of the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all of Israel comes to appear before the Eternal, your God, in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear, that they may learn to fear the Eternal, your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children who have not known it may hear and learn to fear the Eternal, your God, as long as you live in the land which you crossed the Jordan to possess. Talks about Moses writing a lot, doesn't it? You can't write without a language. These words were given to Moses by God, and they were to be read to the people every 7 years at the Feast of Tabernacles. Many of scribes over countless years revered the scriptures and paid meticulous attention to the text when copying it. If Moses had not written the books, as they claim, the Jewish people would likely have not held to such a strong tradition by saying that he did. But this does bring forth the question, how would Moses know all these things? How would he know about all the events that happened in Genesis and other events that happened hundreds or even thousands of years before his time? This is the critic's question. How would he know all of this? First, we cannot discount supernatural revelation. As I already said, the scripture was divinely inspired, 2 Timothy 3:16. There also appears to be evidence that Moses had used other documents to compile his books, such as the genealogies, as mentioned in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. This indicates that scripture may not have been passed down solely via oral tradition. The Israelites were very proud of their history and made sure to spend meticulous efforts in getting every single detail right. It seems that it was like a regular task to know the lineage of the people. We see the genealogies in Matthew and Luke, you know, showing the ancestry of Jesus. They knew these things. They kept records of it. Also, the Levites. The Levites had to pay great attention to their ancestry, to their lineage, since only a direct lineage back to Aaron would qualify a Levite to be a high priest. And only the Levites could serve in the temple. The high priest was the one that went into the Holy of Holies before the Ark of the Covenant once a year at atonement. You don't walk in there if you're not a Levite, if you're not qualified to be the high priest. Only the Levites could carry the Ark of the Covenant. Nobody else was allowed to touch it. One would have to prove their ancestry in order to hold the positions in the priesthood and also to serve in the temple. So they were very careful to keep their lineage. They were proud of their lineage. And there's other examples of the other tribes of keeping their lineage. The tribe of Dan is a great one. They named everything after Dan. Moses was working with written documents. As Genesis 5 verse 1, it reads, This is the book of the generations of Adam. It says that. This is the book of the generations of Adam. Where book is translated from the normal Hebrew word cipher, meaning a written document. not just something passed down orally, it was a written document. Generations is translated from the Hebrew word toldah, which this one right here is like the second example of that. Now the third toldah is the account of the flood in Genesis chapter 6 verse 9, which reads more like a ship's log. It's almost like it's a Noah kept a ship's log. It was a written book. Only the modern evolutionary thinking would lead us to conclude that Adam and his descendants could not write. Early man was very intelligent. Cain, we don't like talking about Cain, but Cain built a city. It's mentioned in Genesis chapter 4, verse 17. He built a city. Six generations later, people were making musical instruments and had figured out how to mine ores and to make metals in Genesis chapter 4, verses 21 through 22. Noah built a huge boat for his family and thousands of animals to survive a year-long flood. God gave Noah the exact measurements to build the ark, which means there was a system of measurements and mathematics, which requires a written language. It requires a written language. Mathematical texts have been discovered in Mesopotamia and Egypt dating all the way back to 2000 BC. Of course, this is the time of Abraham. They were going back that far. I'm sure there's more that went back further. Brother, Moses clearly wrote the first five books of the Old Testament. And Joshua finished the last chapter of Deuteronomy with the telling of Moses' death. Of course, he couldn't write it himself. Joshua picked that up. And then Joshua wrote the book of the conquest of Canaan, the title of the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 26. Then Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God. And he took a large stone and he set it up there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Eternal. Joshua wrote books too. The authors of these books of the Bible wrote them during their lifetime, not by others hundreds of years later, as people want to try to say. The book of Daniel is the other book besides Genesis which scholars really get wrong. Because of the exact prophecies that did come to pass, they claim that this book was written after all those events happened. After all those things happened in history, the prophecies, they claim that people wrote those stories in a way that made it sound like Daniel was telling it back in Babylonian times, but it actually was at that point in time after all those things. These biblical scholars claim to know a lot about how the book of Daniel became written. They actually say that it was written about 164 BC, and probably by several authors, not just one. It would take a whole sermon to explain how they view this and what the truth is, but they totally do not believe Daniel's prophecies. Especially chapter 11 when he goes in a detailed thing. They even get the fourth kingdom or the fourth beast completely wrong, identified wrongly. They don't identify it as Rome. Because of this, they do not understand that the last prophecies written by Daniel are set in the very near future. Again, I'll have to do a whole nother sermon on this because there's a lot of detail here, but trust me, Daniel wrote it when he wrote it. These same critics and biblical scholars also claim the New Testament was actually written years after the deaths of the supposed authors. The Syrian city of Dura Europus was sacked in 256 AD and abandoned after that. In the rubble near the western wall of the city, excavators found a copy of a Greek gospel harmony, a manuscript that combines the text of all four gospels. Because of this archaeological find, they claim that the latest possible date it was copied as was sometime before the year 256 AD. How much earlier is a matter of debate. They don't want to believe these things. I want to read something from the United Church of God article, The Bible in Archaeology. It says that Sir William Ramsay, an English historian and prolific writer, was a product of a mid-19th century education and of this persuasive anti-biblical bias. He believed the historical accounts in the book of Acts had been written not in the time of the apostolic church, but considerably later, in the mid-second century. If this were true, the biblical books of Acts could not have been written by Luke, the traveling companion of the Apostle Paul, and could only have been a fabricated history. Ramsay was a skeptic of the historicity of Luke and the historical record of Acts, and he set out to disprove it. After many years of detailed study of archaeological evidence, Ramsay came to a discerning conclusion. The historical and archaeological evidence came down solidly in favor of Luke having written the book of Luke and of Acts. In the first century, during the time of the apostles. Rather than Luke being a historical fraud, Ramsay concluded that there are reasons for placing the author of Acts among the historians of the first rank. This was all written down in St. Paul, the Traveler, and the Roman Citizen that was written in 1925. Brethren, the books of the Bible were written by the authors who were inspired by God through the Holy Spirit. They were inspired to write the books during their lifetime, not copied down years later. There is more proof, there is much more proof, which the critics do not want anybody to know. Don't be deceived in doubting the Word of God. Brethren, this is the inspired Word of God.